missed connections, and there's probably some misdirections. Upon reflection, there are so many intersections. How many connections will I miss?
Welcome back to Missed Connections, a game where you still guess words and then guess how they're connected, but on a podcast. I'm your host, Jason Snell. Let's introduce our players who will be competing as teams of two in this, our third edition of Missed Connections. First, it's Team Pacific Northwest, Glenn Fleischman and Kathy Campbell. Hello.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. I'm just waving from 200 miles away. You can see
yeah.
me.
Yeah. West Coast, best coast.
Yeah. Marion Berries. Yay.
And I was trying to come up with a good team name for the thing that connects Shelley and Annette, because they both live in oil territory, but in liberal capital cities within the conservative oil territory.
It's true.
And I just decided that they will be Team Texas Asterisk. It's Annette Weirstra and Shelley Brisbane. Hello.
Hello. I'm Hi. Here. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay.
Yay!
We're playing Missed Connections, a game where you guess words and then guess how they're connected, but on a podcast.
Wait, what?
Okay, here's how this game
it's
works.
It's good to have the intro down.
I have a list of 16 words formulated, by the way, by Lex Friedman. Friedman has written this puzzle today.
Oh, no.
I'm leaving.
I know him.
Get me out of here.
Each of these words shares a secret connection to three other words on the list. You will need to reveal each word one at a time based on crossword-style clues. We will alternate teams until someone guesses the word. I can give you clues along the way if you're having trouble. If you miss a couple of times, I might throw in a clue to try and move the game along. Every time you correctly guess a word, you score a point and you get a chance to guess the hidden connection. But there are some rules. You can only guess a hidden connection by also proposing at least one more revealed word that fits the connection. You can't guess on one. You have to guess on two or three or four. Every word you add to a connection gets you a point. So if somebody puts two words in a connection, guess what? The next time a word comes up and you think it makes a connection, you can add that and get a bonus point. This is nice. When all 16 words are revealed, teams will be able to take turns making the final misconnections for points, unless everybody's just been doing it all along, which is what's happened so far. Teams with the most points wins. That's how it works.
Wait,
in
what?
Scoring. And in the case of the tie, it's a tie, okay? That's how it works.
No fractional points.
Anyway, let's get started. This first, we'll alternate. I'll give the clue, and teams will alternate guessing. Unlike in previous versions of this, I'm going to let the teams, the individuals on a team, you can work together, but if you do so, you're working together in front of the other people, and they may take tips from that. However, we had a lot of instances where one member of the team had to guess, and the other member of the team knew the answer. And I decided that wasn't really cool, so we're not doing it by people. We're just doing it by teams. Team
Yay.
Pacific Northwest is going to go first.
Whoa.
Your first clue is, and these are all one-word answers. Your first clue is yokum, if you got them.
Huh.
Ooh. Okay.
Yokum.
I yokum. Have that... a guess
yeah.
already. And I don't know. This is hard. Like, however, thank you, Jason, for typing what the clue
yokum.
Was, because that's
Y-O-A-K-A-M, yokum, mm-hmm. if you got them. I learned my lesson last time that spelling, I'm not gonna hide spelling in order to make
yes.
things harder. Because Dan got really mad at me. I mostly edited it out, but let me tell you, in before the edit, Dan was so angry with me.
I also like the last word I thought was different as well. So
oh,
this is
yes. Yokum if you got him question mark.
Because
Lex knows punctuation, yes.
Everything that I thought. So never mind. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yokum. I'm thinking of a person, but I don't know how his name is spelled. And then I'm like, well, so I mean, I don't think I'm revealing anything if I say this is you know related to a smoking advertisement. But I'm trying to back play that into the if it's smoking, yokum. If you got him.
Oh.
And is it like a sound-alike thing? Uh-huh. And then is there like a madman?
Yeah.
We are inside reference. The mind of Glenn here.
It's keep scary.
I kind of want to say team Texas Asterisk, cover your ears, don't listen, don't look directly into the Glenn.
Is he an X-Man? Is it going to be an X-Man?
All right, I need a guess, team. Or you can just pass.
Oh, wait, I've got one. Hold on,
Okay, do it.
The Office.
No, and also I will say again, you're guessing a single word, but
single
The Office
word.
Is not it.
Okay.
Team Texas Asterisk, Yoakum if you got him.
Yoakum if you got or if you've got him.
If you got him.
Him.
Dwight.
Dwight is correct. Oh. Dwight Yoakum is the person we were looking for. Dwight is the name.
Ah.
So we have one word on the board, but we're going to continue on.
Okay, real quick, who?
Dwight Yoakum is a country music singer.
Okay, thank you.
I knew that, but I didn't think you were that uninsidious. Now I'm very sad.
Well, this is part of the trick is that sometimes we are exactly as insidious as you're expecting and other times not. That's the trick. Is you don't know when we're going to come for you in the night.
Okay.
Team Texas Asterisk, congratulations.
Thanks, Shelley.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't check with you first and then I got carried
away. I'm like, I had nothing.
You get a point. And you get to guess this next word. Here's your clue. Dracula's Creators First Extended Edition. Dracula's Creators First Extended Edition. There's a comma in there. Sometimes some people really love the punctuation. There's apostrophe S's, and then after first, there's a comma. Lex Friedman.
So grammatical.
Come on, Annette. This is yours. You know it is.
Well, there's a comma after first.
Right. That's puzzling
so
me.
Would that mean...
First extended edition. I think it's go ahead, but think it's...
Well, is it a longer version of his first name?
No, I don't think so.
First, Dracula the Creator's first.
First.
His first what? His first...
Extended edition.
Yeah, but his first, comma, extended... I'm thinking like crossword clues.
Dracula's Creator's first. Okay, so that's something by itself. An extended edition. So it seems like that should be something different, something separate. Which
yeah,
is
so
what's
it's
stumping
the long
me.
Version of something,
right? Let me think. Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
I have a very Canadian answer, but I don't know.
Tim Horton.
Not as
Canadian
as that. In fact, Tim Horton no longer Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I knew that. Doesn't help me, but I knew that.
I'm just thinking of a long version of his first name. Extending it.
Well, I'm thinking of his first name and then something else that is an extended edition of that, and I don't have Dracula Creators First. An extended I would have...
Now I'm stuck on his first name. It could be is Dracula his first book?
I don't know.
I don't know either. His first child. It's very tall. I don't know. I can throw up my Canadian guess that's probably wrong if you want to concede.
I mean... Yeah, I don't have anything.
It just made me think of Brantford, which is a city in Ontario. Brantford, Ontario, which is the long version of Bram Stoker's first name.
All right. So is Brantford your guess?
Yes, it's a bad guess.
That is not the word I'm looking for. Team Pacific Northwest, Dracula's Creator's First Extended Edition.
Could his name be Abraham and he went by Bram?
That's what I was going to guess.
All right. So we're going to go with Abraham.
Abraham is the word I'm looking for. Congratulations.
Oh,
I would not have thought of Abraham as the extended edition
Annette,
of Bram.
Annette, you got it, though. You were exactly right that it's his first,
she,
the long
she
version
like,
of,
on the right track.
Of his first name.
I was just going in the other direction of what what would
Bramford,
be like his
Bramford Stoker, of course.
This was very like top of mind just because I had a conversation with the German exchange student about how weird some like nicknames of people's longer names are. So thank you for the perfect timing, Jason.
Oh, you're welcome. So Dwight and Abraham are now on the board.
I would like to request that the other team leave the room instead of kicking because I am nicer than Glenn.
So go ahead and confer for a minute.
I'm thinking presidents, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Abraham Lincoln.
Whoa. I mean, that's a good guess since you have to guess two things. And then in the future, I like the idea of The Office characters and potentially names from the Bible.
Is there an Abraham in The Office? I haven't watched it for a long time. Or an Abe? Bram?
Bram
Stoker in the
No, what is Dwight's brother's name? I don't remember.
All right, maybe it'll come back to us. So should we go with president then? We're not giving anything away if we do that, right?
Yeah, I like that. And then we'll keep the other ideas as
okay, I'm gonna make a note.
Ideas.
I'll keep that under even though I already said it.
All right. I'm gonna bring him back.
Okay. Yes, please.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi, Shelley. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know, but if we get the chance to guess.
Obviously, these are first male names.
First names of U.S. presidents.
Oh,
Dwight
you're
Eisenhower,
so smart.
Abraham Lincoln. There we go.
You're American.
I'm American, that's right. Now, if they were Canadian premiers, that would be awesome, because that would be Trixie and Evil. But all of them would be like Pierre and Justin, and we'd be like, okay, I know that. It's the same thing.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. Oh, that's right, Mark. Him.
Joe.
See, those could be American names. Probably not Pierre, though. You know what we need in the U.S. is a president named Justin. That's what we need.
Justin is like a pretty weird name for a leader of a world.
It is, isn't it?
Leader, right?
I think the only thing Justin. That would be weirder is if, like, would you guys need a Gordo for a prime minister?
A Gordo.
Because that's just,
I could see it, Gordo.
It's a hockey player or it's the president of the country, one of the two.
As long as we don't have Wayne.
Oh, please no. Please no. No.
No.
Is he from Alberta?
No, he's from Ontario. Okay. He might even be from Brantford, Ontario. I don't know. He did play in Edmonton.
Maybe that's why I think that's... Because it's like, yes. I know probably two things about hockey. Here we go back. Yay!
And that is the secret to eternal life. Oh sorry. Hold on.
Oh, and we missed it.
All right. Shelley and Annette are back.
You have to listen to the episode.
Glenn.
You'll learn so much.
And Kathy, do you have a guess, a connection guess?
Yes.
Yes.
We would like to guess presidents, Dwight D. Eisenhower and Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Abraham. Dwight and
American,
Abraham.
U.S. presidents.
And you say presidents. That is not the connection that I am looking for. It's rarely in the first two, right? I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Glenn, Kathy, you get to guess this one.
Oh. Ooh.
Here we go. It is famed Philly institution.
Huh.
Okay. Again,
John Gruber.
I really appreciate the written because my brain did F-I-L-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
So
nope.
That's
Philly.
Appreciated.
P-H-I-L-L-Y.
Philly.
Horse
Philly.
Girl.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Institution.
Yeah. Hey. Yep. Very, very horse girl.
Famed Philly institution. Is it, it could be, or also, maybe,
sorry.
Fame Philly Institution. I mean, it's one word, so that's my problem. I'm thinking of things in Philadelphia that have two words in them, and sometimes more.
Yep.
It's not Scott McNulty, because he doesn't live there anymore. He lives in University.
In Portland.
He's not that, and it's also two names. Probably not going to be Scott McNulty at any point in this game, but sorry, Scott.
I mean, it is Lex. You never know.
Famed Philly institution. I'm thinking of things that are, you know, Liberty related. Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Independence Hall.
Yeah, Benjamin all with Franklin. two words. That's crazy.
All two words.
Yeah.
It's too many words.
Too many words. Get rid of these terrible
Dang
words.
Thank you, Lex.
Oh, could it be just... Oh, Bell. I would think Bell. Bell?
Sure.
Bell?
Great. Love it.
Bell.
Bell is not the word I'm looking for.
Oh.
Annette and Shelley? Famed Philly.
First thing I thought of was cheesesteak. Two words. Also probably not an institution.
No, I think it's one word.
Cheesesteak?
I believe cheesesteak is actually one word.
Oh.
I was on a similar vein. I was thinking of a cheesesteak place name. But cheesesteak might be safer than the place name I was thinking of.
I thought that was a wild, silly guess. But,
institution could be anything. It could be a place. It could be a thing.
Yeah.
So.
And being non-American... Basically, the Liberty Bell and cheesesteak are the only two things I can tell you about Philadelphia.
Oh, I have one other suggestion that is a person name. Okay, so they don't have, if I guess random stuff now, they have no opportunity to play again for the same clue, right?
If you get it right.
The other team. No, if I get it wrong, though, does it go back to them?
It goes back to them.
Oh, okay.
Ho-ho.
So I have to guess either your guess, we have to guess your guess, or my guess has to do with a movie, Annette.
Oh, interesting.
A movie that was starring a beloved American actor who has a first name.
Puzzles within puzzles now.
Yeah.
Right. Most actors have first names in that.
But are they beloved?
Well, that's true. Beloved is
most beloved
be
actors have first names.
Yeah, you don't get to be beloved if you don't have a first name.
All right, I need a guess.
Shelley, you can make your guess if you want to make the guess. Cheesesteak feels wild out of left wing.
All right, then I'll try it. I'm going to try Rocky.
Love it. That is not the word I'm looking for. We're going to go back.
Man. That's a good guess.
We're going to go back to Team Pacific Northwest, and I'm going to give you a clue.
Oh.
Ooh.
Eight letters.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Cheesesteak has more than eight letters.
Cheesesteak is longer, so now I'm relieved.
Yeah. Yes.
I am too.
Eight letters. It's funny. I was going to say eight Rocky. Letters. Rocky Balboa also, it's two words. Balboa has fewer than eight letters. None of those things work.
That's six.
Is Independence... Is that, I have to do the math, Independence is more than that, and it's also not an institution as such.
Oh, Annette, if we get it back, I have another guess.
Because I don't.
Eight letters.
Good teamwork. I like it.
Everyone in Philadelphia listening is screaming at us. Don't you know it's the...
I know.
And Scott McNulty.
Correct. Also Scott McNulty. Yep.
And the full name of Philadelphia is too many letters.
All these things are true.
Which...
I feel like I suddenly know nothing about Philadelphia. Like, if you asked me yesterday.
Yeah, we drained it away from you now.
Yeah.
It's on the East
Coast.
We're going
to do one round. That's what.
That's about all I know.
It's all going to be Philly. What's their sports teams that are people love? There's a... What's the guy?
Eagles
a
six.
Mascot. Who's the mascot that... I can't think of the guy.
I think you're thinking of like gritty.
Oh, too few letters. Famed Philly
six.
Institution. Famed Philly Institution.
I'm trying to think of like colleges.
Oh my God. And it's as if, I mean, I'm just picturing everything in Philadelphia. Every person.
Okay.
That's
okay,
Glenn. Good
going
to
list
have
in my
it.
Head.
Glenn.
That's impressive.
Inside the mind of Glenn.
It is.
I need a guess.
It's eight letters long. Mm-hmm. She's stuck. No, sorry. I don't
that
know.
Is
do
not
you
the
have,
answer.
Do you have anything?
Oh gosh, no. Okay. Now I'm like I can't even think of any
just
word
okay.
With eight letters.
Chili dog is eight letters, isn't it? Yeah, just say chili dog. I don't think that's right, but chili dog might be one word.
Chili dog is not one word, is not really connected to Philly, and is not what I'm looking for.
But it's eight letters.
It's Philly dog,
but it's
Glenn.
It's an answer.
It is an answer. Shelley and Annette, back to you.
Shelley.
All right. Franklin.
It is Franklin.
Oh! I won't even say it. I want to give extra clues.
He's a person.
He's a person.
He is a person.
Named Franklin. We have Dwight, Abraham, and Franklin now on the board. I don't know if you want to have a minute to confer alone. We could banish them. It's up to you.
I don't have any brilliant ideas. Well, do you, Annette? I mean, it's always fun to talk to you.
But... We could talk freely.
That's true.
Freely talking.
Yeah. Let's banish them.
All right. Glenn and Kathy, go stand in the
corner. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye. Okay. So... But they are, as we came up with American first names of American presidents in our little chat.
We have three male names.
Are there things that are like named after American presidents? Like, you know, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but not?
Oh, no, that's an interesting road. Well, then I was like presidents or people who appear on United States currency. Franklin's on the $100 bill, Abraham Lincoln's on the $5, and Dwight Eisenhower is on the silver, on a version of the golden dollar that is no longer minted. So it's very suspicious and probably not right.
But, or is it?
I mean,
if we have no other
guess,
that can be the guess.
Sure, why not? I love guessing.
Like, you don't call it, because you call him a Franklin, but you don't call him an Abraham.
Well, no, but the reason it's squirrely is that the Eisenhower silver dollar
is no longer
made.
Well, I'll say you don't have to guess all three. You can guess two. They don't all have to be part of the same connection.
That's true. That's a point.
Right, I'm going to bring them back.
Okay.
All right. Shall I do it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say Franklin. He's a printer, and I didn't say Benjamin Franklin. I just watched.
I am so disappointed in you.
I just watched the TV series Franklin on Apple TV, which was very good. I've been thinking about Franklin, and I did not say it. I'm so sorry.
I'm disappointed. That's fine. That's
Dwight,
fine.
Dwight Abraham, before we have this time, Dwight Abraham and Franklin. I mean, Franklin and Abraham, they weren't founding fathers together.
No, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
also president,
FDR, and Dwight.
But presidents were wrong.
Presidents were just wrong with Dwight and Abraham.
Oh, you're right.
That
of course.
That does not mean that Dwight and Franklin isn't correct, or okay. Franklin and Abraham.
Franklin and Abraham.
So that was something in the last episode.
You're so right.
Yeah,
you're so right. I forgot. We have to check every different angle until it's matched. Yep. Or even when it's matched, then there's like super matches, sort of.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. So
Franklin and Abraham.
We want to keep that.
Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Mint, Dwight Schrute. I'm trying to think.
Dwight Schrute. I'm pretty sure that Franklin is not a name from The Office.
Aretha Franklin?
Oh, that could be good.
Maybe, brainstorming. But then, yeah. I don't know.
Is there any
Dwight
other,
is.
Like,
Abraham.
Printing or like important, I don't know. Oh, and bye.
And they never found the body. Oh, sorry, what?
Oh, Glenn.
All right, they're back. Do you have a guess?
My guess is Franklin and Abraham are people who appear on American currency.
That is really interesting, and that's it really is good. Not the connection that I'm looking
for. Oh, my
for.
God.
All right, we have Dwight Abraham and Franklin on the board. Here's word four. This is for Annette and Shelley. So far, nobody's gotten it when they guess first, which is, I think, very interesting.
I love game statistics like that. Thanks for making me feel great.
It's all backwards because I'm trying to see who goes next, and it's the person who got the last one, which is weird. All right, Annette and Shelley, here is your clue. Conclusion to a restaurant meal. Or what you might put it on. There is a comma after meal. Conclusion to a restaurant meal, comma. Or what you might put it on.
I'm trying to think in a tricksy way about this.
Of course. That's the only way to think of it.
And trying to say things but not give too many things to the other team to think about.
Right. Oh, they're not paying any attention.
We're not
to
listening.
Us, I'm sure.
I'm doodling on my pad.
Right.
Glenn's trying to find that body.
Where's that body?
Oh,
my.
Call back to a thing I edited out, probably.
Shelley sure does say random stuff in the middle of the show.
No,
I wonder why she does that.
No, stay in. That's how you keep
No way to tell. No way to know.
Okay, so I can think of two things that are a conclusion to a restaurant meal. One is food and one is payment.
Mm-hmm. But they don't really fit the second half of
it. Yeah. The one that comes to my mind is tab.
When was the last time you had tab in a restaurant?
But you could be in a hotel, and I put it on my tab.
It was just sitting right
and
there,
also,
and I had to...
Please don't insult Canada that way.
I'm talking about tab as not the, like, at my restaurant tab, not my...
I know. I just saw a joke, and I couldn't
I don't even
myself.
Think we have tab. What is tab?
What is tab?
I have a story about tab, but I won't tell you now because it's not that interesting, but...
Okay.
That has never stopped me. Shelley, that has never stopped me.
Tab is a cold diet soda from the 70s. That's the short version.
I have heard of it.
But I don't think that's it.
I don't know. Okay, that's fine.
Check.
Do you have a guess?
I don't. I got shot down by my partner, so.
Well,
no!
If she doesn't have anything better, you should just throw one
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. I mean, what have I done? Right, Annette. All right, it's all yours.
Okay, I'm just going to say tab. Why
all
not?
Right. Tab, sure. It's not the word I'm looking for, unfortunately. Which brings us to Glenn and Kathy. Conclusion to a restaurant meal or what you might put it
Kathy,
on.
Kathy, is this related to a portion of a duck? Not that that will fool somebody else.
I was thinking...
That's like spelling stuff out in front of infants.
Yeah. B-I-L-L is what you're thinking.
You're so sneaky, Glenn.
Yes, exactly.
I sure wish I had learned to spell in college.
I was thinking something similar, but a different
word. Well, the bill comes at the end, but you say put it on my bill? You'd say put it on my tab, put it on my another word that I'm not going to say.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, let's go with B-I-L-L.
Okay, Bill.
Don't say it out loud, Kathy.
Then the devil will come. Bill.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly reasonable to say put it on my bill. Put it on the bill. Also, it is the conclusion to a restaurant meal and the word I was looking for.
Yay!
And this means we now have, so it's tied 2-2, and we now have Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, and Bill as our items. Would you like to confer for a moment?
Please.
Absolutely.
Please, yes.
All right.
Okay. So,
what you thinking?
In the stairwell previously.
Previously in stairwell.
We decided to think about presidents with some of these others. Also, I want to shout out how evil Lex is. I appreciate and acknowledge this. Because
evil.
It's going to make me slightly wackadoo. Because all four of these are first names of presidents.
But it could be Bill, Abraham, and Franklin, because we tried
Dwight and Abraham.
Dwight and Abraham, right. I should make a note that we did that. I did make a note. But it could be Bill. So the question is, how many do we want to do? We could do three, right?
Two to four.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily want to do three because the thought of Lex actually having three in this. Yeah, that seems a little bit too evil.
The thought of Lex always enrages me, but particularly. Yeah,
right.
I wonder if we should do Dwight and Franklin. Those seem like the outliers. I mean, when I hear Franklin, of course, my other thought is Peanuts, but I don't know where anything else fits in because Franklin's such a common, common name from, or not common name, but like that's where I think of it also. And there's other, and I said Aretha Franklin, we were talking about in the stairwell. Should we do Dwight and Franklin as president? But then they could do Bill, but Bill, I'm guessing, is a faint because we know Abraham and Dwight are not presidents together.
Right. Or do we want to try like,
I'm going to need to bring them back.
That they were in? Okay, let's do Dwight and Franklin.
Okay.
Okay, so Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill. So probably one of these is a fake out.
Yeah.
Bill is not, you don't have a Bill as your president.
There have been Williams, but none of them.
Bill Clinton. Currency words, though. A Bill.
That's right.
And a Franklin.
Bill could be Bill Clinton. That's a president. So, but we got shot down on that before. So.
I know, but this is too, like now we have Bill and Franklin as currency words.
That's true.
Franklin, some
people might say a Franklin. Usually it's Benjamin. People, shorthand for
Benjamin.
$100 bill would be a Benjamin.
Okay.
But so I'm not.
So that's not as convincing.
Right.
Are there cowboy? I don't know, old timey people with these kind of some combination of these names? Cowboys,
Buffalo Bill, Dwight. I don't know. Oh, what other Dwights do I know?
I just know Dwight Schrute, which is probably why Glenn said The Office earlier.
Are any of those other names office names? I don't have office background.
Nope,
obviously.
None of them.
It is likely that Jason and Lex would have been clever enough to not make it easy for us to make a correct guess in the first four.
Yeah, because like I'm sure this is all male first names, but they're not in full group. So
well, and the only one that can mean something else is Bill Franklin. I mean, there is a barbecue place in Austin that's quite famous, but
welcome back.
Howdy.
Hello.
You having barbecue chat?
Glenn and Kathy, do you have a guess?
We do.
We're talking about Micklethwaite's in Austin. It's great.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Micklethwaite's. Shall we say, we are saying that Dwight and Franklin are president.
Dwight and Franklin are president.
President.
Got it. That's not the connection I'm looking for.
Oh, my God almighty.
So Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, and Bill are on the board. This next one, again, going to the alternate guesser, will go to Kathy and Glenn.
Oh, no.
I mean, excellent. Oh,
Ray. The O of Whoopi or Elton. That's the O in quotation marks, capital O, of Whoopi, W-H-O-O-P-I, or Elton.
Well, Well, those neither of those are their... the names they were given. But now I'm trying to think what O is for. The O? Whoopi or
I love sometimes a clue comes and you just watch somebody lose their mind over a small part of the clue. Glenn has fallen right through the hole in the middle of the O.
Yeah.
It's the bagel and everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm right there. Whoopi or Elton. So there's a Whoopi pie. That's not how it's spelled. There's no Elton pie. Elton, Whoopi.
And I'm thinking last names, but that doesn't help.
I mean, yeah, we know their last names. That's not confusing, right? So think about that.
And we know it's not like Ohio, because that's not where from Elton John is from.
Yeah. The O of Whoopi or Elton. And then I'm looking at the other names that we already have to see if
Glenn, that won't help us. Do not look at the other names.
I can't help it. They're so pretty.
We don't have a topic.
They're shiny.
We don't have a connection between them.
All right. Fair enough.
Goodness.
Well, it's going to be, I mean, so far it's... Let's just do this. I mean, this is not non-obvious. So it's four names. Two seem like first names. Two seem like last names. So when we're looking at this, we're like, you know.
Except all four of those are first names, too.
Oh, that's a good point. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh. so is it, but Whoopi, there's no John Whoopi that I'm aware of. Whoopi John and Elton John. The O. Is it Oprah? Is Oprah the O of Whoopi or Elton?
Okay, you know what? Let's guess. We're going to guess Oprah.
Okay.
All right. It is not Oprah that I am looking
for. Thank you for putting us out of our misery.
But Annette and Shelley, it's your turn to guess. The O of Whoopi or Elton.
I was trying to think like grammatically, but they don't sound the same. Whoopi or Elton. So there's no like fancy linguistic thing happening. And which O, Jason? There's two in Whoopi. Which one?
I know. Maybe that's a clue. Or
hey, you know what?
Fourth.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
It's a new game, clue or no clue.
It is the fourth letter in both names. We could go, would it be four or fourth? The O would be the fourth. Shelley, do you have any thoughts?
I don't have any better ideas in that. If you're going to say that,
do you think it would be four or fourth?
Fourth. Yeah.
Okay, let's go with fourth.
Right. That is not the word that I'm looking for. Glenn and Kathy, I will give you a clue.
Huh?
Five letters.
Ugh. See, that's great, except it doesn't help at all. Okay.
Funny. I can hear listeners yelling at us from the future. It's so funny.
I just always assume that listeners are yelling.
They're always yelling.
It's blah, blah. I can't make out what they're saying, though. If I could only make it out, it would be great shape.
I know.
The O of Whoopi or Elton?
Oh.
Glenn, you know and I know that when you're sitting on your couch watching Jeopardy, you know all the answers.
Correct. The O of Whoopi or Elton. It is the fourth letter in both. I did like that answer.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
But it's the alto, opi, n and pi are numerical constants, pi and n come after o. What is he doing to us? It's terrible torture.
I know.
The O of Whoopi or Elton. I bet it's going to be so simple. It's going to make us so mad. Well, it's Lex. Of course it's going to make us mad.
Right?
Why does he do this to us?
Origin. I don't want to speak too much out loud. I'm sorry. Whoopi. Whoopi. Whoopi Elton.
Woo.
Woo. Wait. I'm not suggesting that they ever did a duet, of course. But that would be very strange. But what do they have? So she's on the V. you. I'm just thinking, is there something they have in common we're not thinking about besides the name? Since the name feels like it's... I mean, we've got who, opi.
I got way more excited for that answer than
got who opi.
Who opi?
Yeah.
The O of
who opi.
Who opi? Coming soon. On
Watch.
Coming next on Fox. I got nothing. This is
all right.
Copernicus. That's the best answer I've got.
Anything?
Yep. Copernicus. Great answer.
Great, except five letters of it. Okay. Annette and Shelley, anything?
I have an idea.
Okay.
It's going to be annoying. But what if? What
Relax.
If? Because it's five letters. What if it's vowel?
Okay. I mean, wait. Yeah. Sure. All right.
Okay, we're guessing vowel.
Right. Vowel is not the word that I'm looking
thinking
for.
Like Lex, though.
You will each get one more guess before it just goes on the board without anybody guessing.
You gave our illustrious opponents a clue.
Yes. Yes, we are about to do that again. I'm going to give you a final clue, God. And then you will each get a guess. Okay. Glenn and Kathy will go first.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because of the format of this game, and I think maybe Lex understood this, your clue is... starts with O.
Are you?
Starts with O.
Are you okay?
The O of Whoopi or Elton?
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Lex, okay, wait. So it's O. It's gonna. Let's do it like crossword puzzle style. It's O. It's gonna end in an S, or it's gonna be singular, right? Are they both? Oh, it's or. So it's not gonna end in S. They are O-tainers. They are. I'm just trying to think of anything they have in common in their names.
I know.
Oh my God. The O of Whoopi or Elton, five letters, starts with O. Organ. Goodness. Organ? No.
Opinion. It's not enough.
We do both have organ. It's true. You got me.
Organ meat. They both play the organ. Now, I mean, he plays the organ.
Ooh, I have a guess.
Wait a second. Does Whoopi?
Oh, I'm gonna be so
Whoopi
angry,
was in Ghost.
Oh, piano.
Piano, but piano doesn't start with O.
No, it doesn't.
Let's
not.
Say organ.
Let's do organ. Yeah.
It's not organ.
Okay.
One last guess this time from Annette and Shelley. The O of Whoopi or Elton.
Yes? Go for it, because I have nothing.
My guess is oeuvre.
Oeuvre, very nice. Also not the word. This is a first for misconnections. I'm going to put it on the board. I didn't think this was quite as hard as it turned out to be. So I guess a point for Lex, but nobody else. And you won't be able to guess, although you can think about what this means for all of our other connections to be made. Glenn, I felt like Glenn almost got there, because Glenn said, what do they have in common?
I cannot think about it.
And the answer is, believe it or not, Whoopi Goldberg and Elton John... are both, I believe, EGOTs.
Oh.
And the O is Oscar.
Oh.
Wow. That is very Lex clue.
I swear, next time I see you,
that's
sir.
A tough one. Yeah, gotta punch it.
If I were simply listening to this game, I would admire that. But I'm not listening to this game. I'm playing
it's very angry.
So I don't admire
inside
it.
Inside the game, it's angry. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move on to our next word. But just to remind everybody, Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill, and Oscar are now on the list. But we're going to move on to another word. And this one, Annette and Shelley will get to start the guessing. And your clue is a long one. Lex broke down and felt pity about the last clue. And so this one is, there's a lot here.
He doesn't feel.
The town in our town before Z Corners. It's a straight up crossword clue here, Lex.
We did our town as a play in school. Of course, I was not in it because I am not an actor. I have nothing, Shelley. So if you have brilliance.
Is it tab, but it's spelled T-A-U-B?
No, that's what we bathe in,
it's
Glenn.
Organ. It's organ, obviously.
O-U-R-G-A-N. V-E.
Well.
The town in our town is... Annette, should I go or no?
Go. I'm like, I don't even know if it has a name, so...
The town in our town is Grover's Corners, I believe.
Sorry, that's my Grover voice. Grover goes on the board with Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill, and Oscar. I think you probably should confer, so I'm going to send Glenn and Kathy into the stairwell.
See ya. Oh,
stairwell. Hey.
Please go to the stairwell.
It's really, Joy. It's nice there, actually, now that we've redecorated.
Okay, so we could say Sesame Street.
Well, we could just say, yeah, Sesame Street or Muppets. Because it was Grover's canonically a Sesame Street Muppet.
Which one?
Grover.
Grover.
And Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
But see, they're right next to each other in the order. I
know, so it's like tricksy. But I feel like it's got to be guessed.
Sure, because they'll probably, yeah, if we have the chance to guess.
And there's no other tricky Muppets in those other names?
Tricky Muppets.
Is Abraham a Franklin? No, Franklin's a, there's a
What's the name
Street.
Of the dog?
Is it the dog?
Yeah, the dog? I'm really bad at this is getting into trivia territory.
Hmm. Truthfully, there are any number of evil. I mean, the Muppet Wiki is a terrible thing. There could be a Muppet named Dwight that I have no idea about from 1984.
I mean, I'm suspicious about Franklin, but I don't know for sure. No, Franklin I don't think the dog is named Franklin.
Mm. No.
Well, you don't have to guess any more than two, so you could guess less.
Okay.
If you want, but I'm going to bring them back.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh.
Okay, so obviously Oscar and Grover are Sesame Street characters. Is any of the others Sesame Street? Isn't Franklin the monster that's like small and kind of like a pinky orange with like crazy hair?
I don't know. I was thinking of Sweetums, but that's the giant monster, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big one. I don't know why I'm thinking Franklin is the little
Dwight.
Completely wrong.
Which Dwights do we know? We know Dwight from The Office. We know Eisenhower. Yep. Are there other Dwight? There must be other Dwights that exist, but
I'm sure there's other Dwights, but not.
Wait, is there a?
Wait, oh, there's an Oscar. There's an Oscar in The Office.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, there's no Grover that's gonna be our in The Office, is there?
No, but Oscar and Dwight, I think, is going to be. And we're back.
You got the whole pickle in one bite. Oh, sorry.
Amazing. And then, Shelley, do you have a guess?
We're going to guess Oscar and Grover are Muppets.
Oscar and Grover are Muppets, but that's not the connection that I'm.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to all go as a group and find Lex and hold him down.
Yeah. This is wild. Let's move on.
Holy smokos.
It's 3-2 to Team Texas Asterisk, but Team Pacific Northwest now gets to go with this clue.
Tell us.
Cooking spray that's also an acronym.
Oh, well, I don't know what the acronym is, but I know what the spray is, and I know what it relates to what we were just talking about with two names in the stairwell.
Okay, then do it. Do it.
Pam!
It is Pam.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah!
And that ties the game, and we have so many words now. Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam. Surely some of these are connected. Shelley and Annette, please move, if you will, to the stairwell.
So Pam, Oscar,
do you want to do
Dwight.
You want to do all three? So, I mean, Oscar's got...
Can we do all three, Jason?
We can do all three, right? I mean, go big, right?
Yes, 2-4.
We're so frustrated by our good, dear friend Lex, who we love so much. This is very smart, Jason, having other people write these, because then we can just be frustrated at them. I like
that. Yeah, it's even better. Yeah, that's great. Okay. I'm never writing one again.
That's great.
I don't think we should try for anything else. I think we should do Pam.
Yeah, those
Pam,
three.
Pam, Dwight, Oscar. Okay, we're ready.
All right. I'll bring them back.
Isn't Pam an office character?
Yes, Pam is an office character.
Any others of these office characters?
I don't think so.
Grover is interesting to me because it's like he's either he could be a Muppet or he could be. I don't know if Grover is a Sesame Street Muppet.
It could be Sesame Street.
Muppet.
So, Glenn and Kathy, do you have a guess?
Yes.
Would you like to do the honors, please?
Yes. Absolutely. We would like to guess Pam, Oscar, and Dwight are characters in The Office.
Pam, Oscar, and Dwight are characters in The Office. That is true, but that's not the connection I'm looking for. Anger against Lex. Bill. Lex.
I had major surgery a few months ago, and that was less painful than this.
Wow. Moving on, Team Texas Asterisk. This one's for you. Noted cannibal portrayer.
There's too many names.
So many names. It's nothing but names.
Yeah, I first saw this puzzle. I was like, I see what he's doing here. This monster. You monster.
Yeah. Absolute monster. Jason, I regret talking about this in Spotlight.
With me, yeah. Because then you said you'd do it. You're up for anything.
Yeah.
Well, it just feels like it's Anthony or...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Anthony.
Yeah.
Let's go with Anthony.
Anthony.
Anthony is the word that I'm looking for. And so now we have Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, and Anthony. I hope you're writing all of this down. Would you like to confer? I think you probably should.
It can't hurt.
Probably, yes.
All right. Glenn and Kathy, if you would go to the stairwell, please. Exuent, pursued by bears. They're gone.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking of the, okay, now are there connections that we have made previously but could be applied to different people?
That's what I was wondering.
What was the president one? Was that Abraham and Franklin or Dwight and Franklin? What was Franklin was in it, which I thought was clever.
Abraham there is and Franklin, I think.
Because there is a U.S. president whose first name is Franklin, and Ben Franklin was never U.S. president. So I like Franklin as a president, but it could be Bill, it could be Dwight, it could be Abraham.
Did we do Grover. Dwight and Abraham? It could also be...
Now, the Pam one is interesting. The only female name.
The only female. Also...
The Office, we can't... It's not The Office.
Not The Office. Oscar, I can't remember if Grover was on Sesame Street.
I can't either.
It's been a long time since I watched these shows.
Same.
I think he might have.
So what would you say then, Grover and Oscar?
Well, I can't think of anything else.
What did we
else.
Say before?
We said they were Muppets.
We said Muppets. Right.
Whereas we could say they are characters on Sesame Street.
I mean, it's worth a shot. Because if we happen to be correct with those two, then we'll know that there'll be two more that fit the mold.
Yeah.
All right. I'm into it.
Okay. We're bringing them back.
Well, hello. This is all right. Maddening. Lex, if you can hear me, and I know Susan, you can.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Susan B. Anthony.
Real quick, before Susan we B. get Anthony. Put back. Yep, Susan B. Anthony and Ben Franklin.
Oh, but they're two.
Money.
Wait. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Wait. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because Dwight D. Eisenhower is on a coin, but it's not in circulation. What is Pam an abbreviation for? Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
Oscar Meyer Wiener? No.
Okay.
Oscar the Grouch. Do people have epithets? Are they like Abraham the Blah? I think you're right. No, you're right.
No.
Susan B. Anthony and Benjamin Franklin on currency, I think, is a really good one. They're on money.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
they're so money.
And then like possibly, because we tried Abraham and Franklin on money. And that wasn't it.
Wait, did we do that? They did that.
Yeah, but we, in the royal we.
Believe you.
The anti-Lex we.
we. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think too, like Pam and Dwight could be still The Office.
And then Shelley, do you have a guess?
We're going to try Oscar and Grover again, but this time as Sesame Street characters.
All right. Oscar and Grover as Sesame Street characters is still not a connection I am looking for.
This is hard.
We're never going to win this game. We're stuck here forever.
It is hard.
We're never going to end the game.
All right. Right? Glenn and Kathy, you get the next word. Will it be another name in the
I wonder.
Fusillade of
we
names?
We know it's going to be a
Only
name.
Only one way to find out. Here's your
Spaghetti.
Clue.
Spaghetti.
Famed aunt or driver?
That's just got to be... It's not... It's got to be... I'm just going to say it, right? I'm just going to say it. Adam.
That's what I was thinking.
It is right. Adam.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, the clues are getting easier, I think.
Yeah, but the game is getting harder. It's really interesting. Annette and Shelley, would you like to go to the stairwell?
Wait, I think we just have a guest. Kathy and I already agreed.
Oh, you want to go? Yeah, no. Okay, no.
Wait, do we want to go? Well, okay, no, go. No, we want them to go to the stairwell.
I like them to go so we can talk about the other future things. Okay. Oh, yeah, good point.
All right, please go to the stairwell then. Thank you.
Okay.
Anthony.
So, I like the Susan B. Anthony and Benjamin Franklin. Adam and Abraham could be names from the Bible still/again.
Yes.
And then Oscar and Pam. Or no, we were going to try Pam and Dwight.
Well, Pam,
and then
yeah.
Others I'm not sure about, but that's okay. We don't have to fix that in the future.
Yeah. Adam, I'm just trying to think about anybody Adam related with any of the other matches besides Abraham, because eventually there has to be a super configuration here of some sort. But that's the related
clues. And
Pam? Yeah, I mean, Pam, for me, I can't think of Pam in any other context except The Office, so that's the problem, but not...
I'm sure there probably is.
But not Pam and Dwight, right? That's the ones we tried before? No, we tried...
Yeah. No, we did not try that before.
We tried Dwight
and Oscar. We tried all three.
Oh, we tried all three. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we flew too close to the sun.
What do you want? Which ones do you want to go with then? You want to do...
Let's do...
Susan B. Anthony-ish?
Anthony and Franklin.
Anthony and Franklin. Yeah. Okay, they are on currency. Okay.
Yep.
We're ready. We're ready.
Bring it back.
All right.
They have ideas.
I know. That worries me.
It does worry me. I have no ideas. Anthony.
I'm keying on the ones that are hardest for me. Like, Anthony is like, what is that? It's not...
Grover. But where else would, like, Grover show up?
Grover is also a president name. I know I'm obsessed with that, but I'm just pointing out things I know. Anthony,
a president last name or first name?
First name.
So Grover, Abraham, Dwight are first names of Franklin.
And Bill.
Oh, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And Franklin Pierce. Dwight, Abraham, Franklin, Bill, and Grover are all president's first names.
Oh, this is hard because when you get something stuck in your head, it's hard to
Right, I know. And that's why I'm trying to key on Anthony, because that's one I don't have any guess for. What's Anthony... perhaps a character name for. He's been giving us clues that are like real people's real names.
Yeah.
So I keep thinking it's got to be a character.
Okay. Authors, singers.
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah.
Who
authors, singers.
Might? This is where my trivia.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome back. Glenn and Kathy, do you have a connection guess for me here?
We do. And
we would like...
Oh, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're thinking Anthony and Abraham are figures...
No, we're not.
Oh, sorry. We're thinking Anthony and Franklin are...
Yes.
On currency.
I'm going to give it to you. They are on U.S. currency. And their connection that I'm going to give it to you because that's so close and I can't.
Are they on coins?
You. They are not presidents.
Yes, right.
And on currency. Yeah. But you made the connection. That is a connection I am looking for.
Okay.
Okay.
Franklin and Anthony, not presidents, but on. It's like that thing where if you're playing connections and you're like, oh, that's not quite the connection I thought, but they do go together and that's the connection. Non-presidents. Yeah. Yeah. On U.S. currency.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
So good job.
Thank you.
You got extra points for that, and you're in the lead, 6-4.
What?
Woo!
Let's move on. Team Texas Asterisk, it's your turn to guess. This one. Hammerer who beat Ruth in at least one way.
See, I'm just thinking of Captain Hammer, but there are no Ruths of Captain Hammer.
I'm thinking, I mean, I have a guess, but I'm not confident in it. I have the genre of thing that this is a guess for, but I don't know if I have the name right.
Go for it, because I have nothing.
All right. Lou Gehrig?
It's not the word I'm looking for. Glenn and Kathy? Hammerer who beat Ruth in at least one way.
Could we just... get, like, pull Shelley's, because that was two words.
Well, but if it's Lou, so you're thinking just Lou. But it's Babe Ruth, so if it were Babe Ruth, then that's Lou is the first name, and Gehrig seems unlikely to be one of the words, but...
Listen, this whole game is all unlikely to be any of the words.
But a hammerer is, that sounds like, I mean, right, it's got the baseball thing in there. We're assuming, is there another Ruth you can think of besides the candy bar?
No.
Ruth, who hammered Ruth Bader Ginsburg? That seems very impolite.
Well...
That's dark, dude.
Yeah,
Mr. Ginsburg, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That's not what I was.
Wow. Wow.
That's less dark.
Not what I was thinking. Is it?
Yeah. Do we want
to? Related to? I was gonna say, is it Mad Men? It's Ham with two M's. All right.
No.
Hammer who beat Ruth in at least one way. At least one way is the thing. At least one way, and so. That sounds like it's not a baseball thing, because then it's, why would it be in at least one way? Hammerer, Arm & Hammer, who beat Ruth in at least one way. Hammerer.
So, but it's Hammerer.
Which is a very odd word to use, so it makes me feel like Hammer who beat Ruth.
Somebody that's like a blacksmith is the...
I got nothing here.
I'm going to need a guess.
Yeah, let's do Lou.
Lou is not the word I'm looking for. Team Texas Asterisk, you get it back and you get a clue. Five letters.
So Ruth could be an actress. Ruth could be the baseball player. Mm-hmm. Ruth could be Bader Ginsburg. But Ruth Gordon won that year. Sorry, I was going back to Oscar history. Hammerer.
And there's
which
no,
could
like,
just be another name, another word for the name, as opposed to an occupation or an activity.
Oh, yeah. You said Oscar history. You mean only the O of Whoopi or Elton?
Oh!
Ouch!
Of course,
soon.
That's what
too
I meant.
Soon.
I see.
But yeah, it's another word for hammerer, someone who hammers.
Carpenter. Karen Carpenter, Richard Carpenter.
Wow.
Five words would be Karen.
Five letters. Yeah, but what's the connection to Ruth?
I don't know, but it's something to throw out there.
Fine, Karen, we're wrong, but I'll say it anyway.
Okay, fine. Karen, you're wrong. Glenn and Kathy.
Again.
Can we have three clues, please? Like three or four clues?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
There'll be one more clue after you get this wrong.
Let's break this down. So hammerer. Oh, wait a minute. But that's so irritating, because it's I had a hammer. Right, so it's lots of different ways mentioned in that song, but it's not Karen. And it's five letters. How frustratingly close to something that might actually make sense except for that.
Well, and I don't even know what you're talking
if
about.
I had
neither
a
do
hammer,
I.
I'd hammer in the morning. And it's a lot of hammering.
Okay.
Karen?
Yep, still don't know what you're talking about.
What?
I mean, I could sing it too, but that wouldn't help me, so I'm not going to do it.
I don't know what that's from.
It's a folk song.
It's
the 70s.
Song, Kathy.
Well, it's actually song? It's early than that.
Is it by the Carpenters?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking it might be, but
it is not.
Okay, hammerer. Who?
Seriously?
Who hammers?
Folk come
hammers.
On now.
It's by Leonard Nimoy. Okay.
Known carpenter, Leonard Nimoy. Hammerer. Oh my God! Hammerer.
Those are words. Let's just saying words now.
Who
I need an answer.
I'm gonna let him cook.
Way. Samson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's too many letters and also wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that now good news. I will
give another clue.
I will give another clue for all the good it will do you.
Starts with the letter O.
Starts with the letter A.
A. Any five-lettered baseball players you know, Shelley?
Five-lettered baseball. I know so many baseball players. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know any
baseball players. I don't know.
I don't play sports ball.
Nor do I. God. Well, I'm going down another track that's not helping me. Mm-hmm. That has to do with Oscars. But,
well, an A name, Aaron.
Five letters. Aaron. Oh, actually, yes. Aaron has more home runs than Babe Ruth, so our answer is Hank Aaron.
Aaron, oh. It is correct. That is the word I was looking for. That feeling when you thought it was the easiest question in the list and nobody knows anything about baseball. That's what happened there. But you got it.
Randomly pulled that out of the air.
Well done.
The words that are on the board now are Dwight, Abraham, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, Adam, and Aaron. And I think we should send Glenn and Kathy to the stairwell.
Go away. Which were the two that are on non-presidents on U.S. currency?
Franklin and Anthony.
Anthony.
So the words you've got are Dwight, Abraham, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam.
Kathy say something about Mad Men, but I have not watched that show. And Pam. I don't know if that means anything to you, Shelley.
If there's a Pam in Mad Men, it's a very, very minor character.
Okay.
Because there's not a... I don't see much Mad Men connection here.
Okay.
If any. I'm trying to figure out what other currency ones we have. Because these are two last names of people that we already have. There are other people on currency that... their first name. So Abraham, Dwight, Grover. At one time, Grover Cleveland was on a bill. But I think that's not true anymore.
And I'll just be clear, the category that they got, the match that they got, was non-presidents on U.S. currency.
On U.S. currency. All right. Well, there you go.
I'm not seeing anything really obvious to me.
I'm not either, and the currency one is bugging me because I feel like I should... I mean, there are very few non-presidents.
Is there a president one in there with the remaining ones now that we've culled out Franklin?
Franklin wasn't a president. The ones that were presidents that are on currency are Dwight, Abraham.
Yeah, but like as a different character, a different category. Is there still a U.S. president?
Yeah, there's Dwight, Abraham, and Grover are presidents.
Just to be clear, there are two presidents named Franklin.
Yes, first name Franklin. That's right.
Yes.
But those are not, the Franklin that's being referenced in this one is not a president.
Yes.
And Franklin was never a president.
That's true, but I'll just point out again, the words don't mean anything once you get them. The meaning, the definition of the word. So just Franklin's been taken, and it turned out that it was related to it being Ben Franklin. But once it's guessed, it could mean anything. It's not stuck to the definition of the clue.
So, like, Grover, is that a last name or a first name?
Grover doesn't mean Grover's Corners in this instance. It means something else.
But
Grover,
it could be Grover
Cleveland is a president.
So Dwight, Grover, Abraham, and Grover are all first names of presidents?
Correct. And Bill is as well.
But we could guess four. We could guess less than four.
Well, we might as well just shoot it and guess all four.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to bring them back.
Hello.
Oh, my all goodness. Right. My
I
goodness.
Hate this.
Yes.
Okay.
What do we do to deserve this?
Nothing.
I don't.
We are innocent. I think we are.
Listen, we need to start the Lex Defense Fund to defend ourselves against Lex, not for him.
All right. So,
Aaron,
Adam,
Abraham.
Abraham. It's going to be something stupid like. Yeah, biblical men with the name that starts with A or some bull honky.
Yeah.
I think one of the other two is going to be. Also, because I can't think of...
Oh, wait a minute. I got one idea. Oh, this is stupid. Well, Oscar Madison is a character from The Odd Couple.
Okay.
And Madison is a president. So is it people whose last names are president names, but they aren't actually presidents? That's dumb.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because there's nobody else that matches that necessarily.
Pam Madison? No, I don't think so.
because that would have been Madison.
Grover, yeah, because Adam, there's a president named Adam or Aaron, Anthony... So there should be two other people who are... Oh, we may have gotten them yet, right? We've only gotten
correct.
10
clues. It's okay. Possible that we haven't gotten them yet.
Oscar Bell. So is Adam and Abraham, are they patriarchs or just biblical figures? Adam or Aaron?
I think we'll
Abraham
just say they're in the Bible. Or Abraham.
Yeah, I like those two.
Or
best.
We guess... I think Adam and Abraham.
It could be a baseball thing for Aaron, or it could be a driver thing for Adam, but those were in the clues, so it's unlikely they'd be in the next part. Grover. I mean, this is the Muppets and Sesame Street thing.
Yeah, so it's probably not those. Yeah.
All right, I will.
Shoot our short shot, Shelly.
I'm shooting our best shot.
Okay, Shelly.
First names of presidents.
Annette.
First names of presidents, Bill, Grover, Dwight, and Abraham.
Really interesting. Not the connection I'm looking for. Sorry about that. We will move on. Glenn and Kathy, you get to guess the next word.
Great.
Here it is.
Okay.
I said, here it is. Like, wouldn't it be great? I just give you the word and then you just say it back to me. And then
thanks so much.
That'd be awesome. Listen, I don't think that would.
First name behind Batman and Beetlejuice. First name behind Batman and Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton, isn't it? So it's Michael?
But is that Beetlejuice?
Yeah, he was Beetlejuice and he was Batman.
Then the perfect.
Batman.
Love it.
Batman. Michael.
Sorry. My thought, though, is behind... Okay, yeah, no, we'll go with it. Go.
Michael, yes, please.
Michael.
Michael is the word I'm looking for. Well done.
Yay! Okay.
And so now the words on the board are Dwight, Abraham, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, Adam, Aaron, and Michael. And I think it would be good for Annette and Shelley to step into the
stairwell. Please step away from the door. Michael and Dwight are in the office.
Yeah, so Michael could also be in the Bible, though.
Michael is an archangel.
So I say we leave that one alone for now.
Yeah, we'll come back to Adam, Aaron. Okay.
Let's do Adam and Abraham.
Oh, wait, you want to do Adam and Abraham, not Dwight and Michael?
Or Pam and Dwight. Yeah.
We did three. We did Pam, Dwight,
we
and
did
Oscar,
all three,
right?
Yep.
Okay, so which do we want to do? We want to do Pam, but if we do Pam and Dwight, Jason, help me remember the rules. So we do Pam and Dwight, then our opponents could conceivably make other office connections after that.
They could.
Okay.
Yes, that's okay, though.
Okay, so we're going to do Pam and Dwight? Is that your...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'll go with you.
Okay, we're bringing them back.
Okay.
I feel like we're not going to win. I don't know. You could win this for us, but I'm like, I don't
maybe,
see.
Maybe, but okay. Here's the problem. I've never watched The Office. I've heard of it, but I just, Pam, Michael, and what's was the, Dwight? Aren't those Office people?
Yeah, and Oscar.
Oscar is?
Yeah, and they put Oscar in their original guess, which
for
is
Office?
The fake
did they,
out.
What did they say before? Did they say Dwight, Pam?
They said Dwight, Pam, and Oscar. All characters on The Office.
So could it... But it could be Dwight, Pam, and... Okay, the fourth one wouldn't... Is there another
Michael.
One here?
Yeah, Michael, Pam, Oscar, Dwight. But they... So one of the... Dwight, Pam, Oscar is out.
Right.
So what is a different combination that might...
So Michael is new, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Glenn and Kathy, do you have a guess for me?
Yes. We would like to guess Pam and Dwight are members of The Office characters.
Seems like a reasonable guess. It's not the connection that I'm looking for. And so we move on. Annette and Shelley.
No. Is there a sheep somewhere back there crying? Is that what's going on?
Annette and Shelley, here's your clue. Tony winning musical with a rap battle.
Are you kidding
right?
me?
Right? What the heck?
Even I get that one.
Go, Annette. Do it.
Hamilton.
It is Hamilton. That's what I was looking for. Well done. And now, Glenn and Kathy, you may want to step into the cornfield or the stairwell,
I'm step
whatever.
Pretty far away.
Oh,
pretty,
I'm
going so far. You're never going to find me again. We're not coming back.
All right. So you got Dwight, Abraham, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, Adam, Aaron, Michael, and Hamilton.
Hamilton is another non-president. It's not a first name. It's a last name in this case.
Is he on currency?
He's on the $10 bill.
Okay, well, bam, let's steal that one.
So in the case where there's a connection already made, can we add one or do we have to have two more?
You can add one.
Okay.
For 1 point, if you want to try that.
Yep.
Okay, then let's bring him back.
Let's do it.
That was quick.
Decisive for a change.
I mean, that doesn't mean we're not wrong, but...
Well, I'd like to be in that room when it happens. Sorry.
Right. Obviously, Hamilton is not president on money. We got to think of another person that's not a president on the money.
Well, that's tricky because I don't think there's an Oscar or a Bill.
I wonder if Bill is in like a dollar bill. Is that like, does it say
that
Bill?
That seems too far. It says, it's just Bill. I don't know.
Yeah.
That feels like it's too far even for Lex to go.
Well, fine.
We might be
wrong. Well, hello.
Shelley and Annette, would you like to make a connection?
I would like to add Hamilton to the non-presidents on currency, please.
Hamilton is also a non-president on currency, along with Franklin and Anthony. Well done. You get another point. We're all tied up. It's 7-7. So as difficult as this game has been, I will say it's also the closest fought game that we've done on Miss Connections.
Oh, we are fighting for every
inch.
Well,
we have
here.
That to look
we're forward fighting to. For last place. It's
all right, here we go.
That's what we're always doing.
There's only first and last place in this game. Here
yes.
is your clue.
Sir.
Bigfoot-esque creature of film. Bigfoot-esque creature of film.
Oh, it's that movie with John Lithgow?
Harry.
Harry? Is it Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with Harry.
Okay, Harry.
It is Harry.
All right.
Not
Yay!
The Hendersons, just Harry. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's have you confer. So, Annette and Shelley, please step into the hallway.
Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Grover Cleveland, Abraham Lincoln, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Bill Clinton.
Okay.
These all don't make any sense, do they?
No.
Famous assassins, Aaron Burr. Did somebody else, one of these other people, an assassin?
I don't think he could be called an assassin.
Oh, you're right. He didn't kill a president.
So just to be clear, you now have Dwight, Abraham, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, Adam, Aaron, Michael, and Harry.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where Harry
is. So many names.
Harry.
So many names. Shall we guess Adam and Abraham?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and we'll leave the rest up
to
the future.
Okay.
Okay, so there's got to be at least one of these that is another currency.
So Harry also is another U.S. president, first name. Again, I'm sorry I'm obsessed with the presidents.
No,
I just
that's okay, because it does feel like we could go Harry and Grover as first names of presidents. Pam and Bill.
Oh, wait.
What?
There's a Harry S. I think there's a Harry S. Truman coin. It's a coin. The others are currency. Franklin, actually, no, Anthony's a coin as well. Susan B. Anthony's a coin. So it's Harry. My guess is Harry as in Harry S. Truman and put him in currency.
But he's a president.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Well, hello there. Haven't seen you in a while.
We got this.
All right, Kathy, would you like to do the honors?
Yes. We would like to guess Adam and Abraham as people in the Bible.
People in the Bible. That is a connection that I am looking for.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well done. Adam and Abraham are indeed people in the Bible. I will reveal the more, just as I did with the non-presidents on U.S. currency, I will reveal the actual connection that we're making here, which is Old Testament names.
Oh.
Annette and Shelley. Here's your clue. Central figure of the Big Bang Theory, according to some.
Okay, which one? According to some, I feel like that
means
something.
I'm gonna be clear about the capitalization here because it does matter. The Big Bang Theory is capitalized, initial capped, as well as according to, but not some.
Okay, what is the spinoff called? Do you know, Shelley?
Is it Sheldon? Isn't that what it is?
Maybe it's just Sheldon.
But according to some, if he's the main character, the implication is that. That's not what is being looked for here.
Yeah.
According to is capitalized, I'm allowing that to distract me in horrible ways.
No, but it could relate to a different show that has the same actor
right.
in it.
Oh, true. Well, and all I know is he's done a lot of Broadway, but I don't know if he's what other shows he's done. No idea.
Well, who's that?
Is it Jim Parsons?
He's done Broadway, and now I'm getting distracted by that.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I didn't know that.
Oh, he's done
I didn't
a lot of Broadway.
Know that.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh,
we're
cool.
all starting to break now. They're all breaking
yep.
up.
Lex has done his job.
Thanks, Lex.
The central penny. I don't know.
I literally only know the name of one character from that show. So if you have a guess,
okay.
However,
so there's Sheldon. Oh, I've watched it. Raj, Penny.
giving them all to the other team, but Kathy probably remembers.
They're totally not listening. I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know. I feel like Sheldon's too obvious.
I agree.
Let's go with Penny.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Kicksing.
Penny is not what I'm looking for. Glenn and Kathy, central figure of the Big Bang Theory, according to some.
I've never watched the show, so if it's about the show, but I was thinking about World according to Garp. Is that a thing, that really thing?
probably.
The Big Bang Theory.
It's all about what you know. I got this one immediately, so it's all about what you know.
Okay, so that makes, honestly, thank you, Jason. That makes me think it's actually not the show, but the actual...
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I'm not helping you.
Yeah, I know. I know, Jason.
Mm. According to...
Go ahead.
I conspired with Lex to drive you mad.
Yes, well, yeah. Sorry.
That didn't take very much.
No,
yeah.
You were close. You're right on the edge.
Yeah, yeah, right on the edge.
Big Bang Theory,
according
Einstein.
To some.
No, it's Carl Planck, Eisen. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. I was going to say it's Heisenberg, but that's I'm trying to cross the.
Break Bad.
It's too many different TV shows.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory, Heisenberg, incomplete. The
got a guess?
Uncertainty. I've got too much uncertainty because of Heisenberg. What are you going to say?
We'll say Sheldon. Sheldon?
All right.
Sheldon?
It is not Sheldon.
Yeah. Okay.
We will go back to Annette and Shelley, and I'll give you this clue. Three letters.
Oh, well, then I'm going to say Raj.
Raj is not what I'm looking for.
Ah, come on.
Glenn and Kathy.
Oh, according to, I'm trying to think of things that have according to capitalized in that way. According to Big Bang Theory.
According to Jim. Oh, Jim.
According to Jim, also Jim Parsons. According to Jim was the Jim Belushi show. And yes, that's exactly what it is. Good job. Kathy got there.
Thank you, Kathy. That's all you. You get that.
You got it.
Bask in the light. Bask in the glory.
All right. Annette and Shelley, please step into the hallway. So you have Dwight, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Pam, Aaron, Michael, Harry, and Jim.
I want to go back. We got to go back to the office. Let's go back to the office.
Dwight and Pam?
With
Pam and Jim. Pam, Jim, and Dwight.
Let's do Jim and Pam.
Jim and Pam. Okay. I'm on it.
Okay.
I believe you.
Bring him back.
Okay.
Michael is an archangel. Does he show up in the Old Testament?
I don't know.
But we should pick Aaron, do it separately so we can slot them in.
Yeah, I think so.
But... I'm pretty sure Michael shows up in the Old Testament as well.
I doubt there's a Pam in the Old Testament.
Nope. I'm like, Aaron for sure. Michael, probably. Jim, no. Harry, no. Grover, no. Oscar, no. Is it that begin with A? Old Testament names that begin with A? The other two begin with A.
But what other?
Aaron, Adam, Abraham. Well, we still have
Right. So we're missing. Coming. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, sorry. But if we just say Old Testament names, if we're not, if the least.
No, we'll just add.
If we're not specific.
That one that we said.
All right. Glenn and Kathy, do you have a guess for me?
We do. We would like to guess Jim and Pam, characters in The Office.
Jim and Pam, I have heard of those characters in The Office. And that is a connection that I'm looking for. Thank you.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God. If you'd said no,
I was going to cry.
I was going to lose my mind.
That's good. Okay. All right. You're rolling here, but we've got two more words and many more connections still to be made. But you get to guess first for this one, Glenn and Kathy.
Oh, hooray.
How do you know your modern music trivia, I suppose? Because your clue is, ladies and gentlemen... The Weeknd's first name.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. No. I didn't realize he had a first name.
I want to Liz it because I saw that recently.
Yes, do it. Do it. Come on, Glenn.
Bill, John, Javier, Philip, Michael, Escalapio.
Michael's already on the board.
Michael's on the board. I know, but I'm doing association. I can almost visualize it. Jones, Metier,
Count Fürst von Zeppelin. No, that's not it. I don't think I can. Is it something? I'm actually part of the thing that's hilarious. I think it might be something simple like David.
Sure. But you know what? Let's go with David.
We got nothing better. David.
That is not the word I'm looking for. Annette and Shelley, do you know the Weeknd's first name?
No.
Doesn't everyone except me?
The four of us, apparently. The Weeknd's first name.
I mean, if he wants to be the Weeknd, who am I to go and dig into his past and find out what his birth name is?
I'm just trying to think of another name.
It's Canadian.
I don't have a guess.
Annette, shame on you.
I know, but I'm bad at trivia, and I don't remember his name. Okay, Justin.
It is not Justin. We'll go back to Glenn and Kathy. You get a clue. All right. Four letters.
I'm visualizing. I feel like it's in my head here somewhere. But I'm going to look at other names. Kathy, I dare to look at other names. We've locked some things out here.
Excellent.
I can say this aloud, since we already have done an office match and a Bible match and a people who aren't on currency or people on currency who aren't presidents match. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that we are fitting into one of those categories?
It's definitely possible.
What is his name? Oh, it's so. I just saw it like 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's the Weeknd's name. I guess I should forget that forever.
You know what? I'm going to go off of the Office characters and I'm going to guess Andy.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
That is not the word I'm looking for.
Love your thinking.
Annette and Shelley.
Okay.
Is it time for a clue yet?
Oh, wait, we got four letters. Four letters.
Four letters. Canadian. All Canadians have, you know, one of four or five names. Is that how that works?
Yeah, like Matt.
There you go.
Should we do that?
Sorry, didn't me laugh that hard.
Okay, sure.
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
Matt.
It's not Matt.
Okay.
Good news, though. You get a clue now, Glenn and Kathy.
Oh, thank goodness. That'll help.
That's going to be great. Here it is. Starts with A.
Ugh. Oh, we got... Okay, we already know Adam and Anthony.
Guess what? Aaron and Abraham are also names that we guess that start with A.
Yeah, and Abraham's off the board, so it doesn't not like an A thing, but I wonder if there's an A theme. Is it just like Alex? Is it like Alex? Or
yeah, let's go with Alex.
Alex.
It's not Alex.
All right, fine.
Shelley and Annette, one last guess.
Can we convince him to change his name before the show is over?
An A name at four letters.
I have a name that matches the clue, but I have no idea whether it's right.
I'll go for it.
Alan.
It's not Alan. So we're going to put that one up on the board and nobody gets to guess, which is when I tell you the name, you're going to want to guess a connection and you're not going to be able to.
Oh.
Abel.
Oh. Oh.
All right, well, I did not remember that in any way.
Okay. Well, that's good then. It's always good when you just you get an answer to a trivia question. Yeah. You're like, nope, not going to get that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I wouldn't have won that. Shelley and Annette, you get this, the 16th word.
Bing, bing, bing.
Helper of Lewis and Clark.
Nice.
I know, is it?
Careful. Sorry, that's rude.
No, but I'm like, I am being careful because the helper is like an indigenous woman, right?
I have a guess, but how confident are you in whatever guess you haven't said yet?
Well, I want to say Tecumseh or something like that.
Don't say that.
Okay. I'm not supposed to say that?
No, don't say that.
What would you say?
I would say Sacagawea.
Okay. Yep. I say that is.
Are you going to say it?
I'm going to say it. Sacagawea.
It is Sacagawea.
All right.
And that brings us to the end of the 16 words. All the connections are out there. We have made not that many, but...
I think we can have a guess without consulting, right, Kelly?
Right. I actually have guess for two. So pick the one you want, Annette.
Well, I'm going to say two names for biblical characters in the Old Testament.
I think you're right. The clause that you inserted when we were talking about it before, I think you're correct.
Yes. So we want Abel and Aaron with the Old Testament names that all begin with A.
Abel and Aaron join Adam and Abraham, completing the category of Old Testament names that begin with the letter A.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, there are still words on the board. Dwight, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Michael, Harry, and Sacagawea. Glenn and Kathy, would you like to make a connection?
Yes. Can we confer, yes, or do we have to stay in
No.
No.
Oh, I got it, Kathy. I got one of them. Do you have the
do
other?
Do it.
Okay.
You got
Sacagawea
this.
Is another person who appears on currency who is not a president.
Yes.
All right. Sacagawea is indeed a person who is not a president who appeared on currency. So you get a point. Annette and Shelley, you still have Dwight, Bill, Oscar, Grover, Michael, and Harry up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the ones that could fit in, we've got three names that could fit into the Oscar category, or the office characters, one of them being Oscar.
Mm-hmm. But Oscar was eliminated earlier, I believe.
No, that was in a group. That was not the correct grouping.
Oh, I thought it. Okay, I thought it was. Okay, well, if he's
I think
an
it was
character.
Dwight, Pam, and Oscar was the group. That was not the right one.
So
probably then it has to be Michael and either Dwight or Oscar. So let's pick
Pam and. Okay, pick, which one, Dwight?
Let's pick Michael, okay, and let them figure out which one. I don't know. Or do you want to take your chances?
No. Take Michael. That's fine.
Okay. We want to put Michael in the office.
Michael is now in the office with his good friends, Jim and Pam.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to Glenn and Kathy. I'll point out one of our connection categories has not even been guessed yet.
I know.
And there are only five. So one of these is in the office, right?
Kathy, I'm gonna swing big. Can I swing big?
So it's Dwight, Bill, Oscar, Grover, and Harry. That's what we've got left.
Okay. I wanna say Harry, Grover, Dwight, and Bill are all the names, first names of presidents.
Harry, Grover, Dwight, and Bill are presidential first names. 4 points for Glenn and Kathy. By process of elimination, Annette and Shelley, you will get the missing member of the office, which was Oscar.
Wow. Okay.
And with that, our teams have cleared the board and made all of the connections. Yes, indeed, the office characters in yellow, Michael, Jim, Pam, and Oscar. Presidential first names in green. I would even say unlikely presidential first names, Dwight, Bill, Grover, and Harry. Non-presidents on U.S. currency, and their last name is Blue, Franklin, Hamilton, Anthony, and then Sacagawea, a name. And Old Testament names starting with A, Abraham, Adam, Aaron, and Abel. And with that, congratulations to Team Pacific Northwest, Glenn and Kathy, with 18 points.
Yeah.
Have defeated Annette and Shelley with 12, but it was close right till the end.
My
big
gosh,
move there
so
right
close.
At the end.
Wow.
I thought I was.
Oh my goodness.
That was impressive.
Great game.
That was great. Good job, Glenn.
Well
Good
played, job, Kathy. Everybody. But thank you to Lex Friedman once again for torturing my players.
No.
Those players were Glenn Fleischman, Kathy Campbell, Annette Weirstra, and Shelley Brisbane. They thank you for listening. They do not thank Lex Friedman. We'll be back with another game show another time. But that's all for Misconnections for this time.